ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 18 Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yaha Atmanaha Drishya Puneshu San Iti Vyavasyate Sva Vyatirekataha अबुद्धः विना अनुवादं न च तत् मनीषितं सम्यक् यतः त्यक्तम् उपाददत् पुमान् य आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेश सन्निति व्यवस्यते स्व व्यतिरेकतो बुद्धः। विनानुवादं न च तन्मनीषितं सम्यग्यतस्त्यक्तम् उपाददत् पुमा। य आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेश सन् इति व्यवस्यते स्व व्यतिरेकतो बुद्धः। विनानुवादं न च तन्मनीषितम् सम्यग्यतस्त्यक्तम् उपाददत्
पुमान्। आत्मनो दृश्य गुणेषु सन्निति व्यवस्यते स्व व्यतिरेकतो बुधः। विनानुवादं न च तन्मनीषितं
सम्यग्यतस्त्यक्तम् उपाददत् पुमान्।
सम्यग्यतस्त्यक्तमुपाददत् पुमान्।
Devis, please. Ya atmano drishya gunesha sanniti vyavasyate sva vyatirekato buddhah
vinanuvadam nacatanmanishitam
यः
Anyone who
Atmanaha,
of his own real identity, the soul. Drisha Guneshu, among the visible objects beginning with the body. Sun, being situated in that position. Iti, thus. Priyavasyate, continues to act. Sva, vyatire kataha, as if the body were independent of the soul. Abuddhaha, a rascal. Vina, anuvadam, without proper analytical study. Not. Cha, also. Tat, the body and other visible objects. Manishitam, such considerations having been discussed. Samyak, fully. Yataha, because he is a fool. Tyaktam, are rejected. Upadadat, accepts this body as reality. Uman, a person. One who considers his visible body, which is a product of the three modes of nature, to be independent of the soul, is unaware of the basis of existence, and therefore he is a rascal. Those who are learned have rejected his conclusion, because one can understand through full discussion that with no basis in soul, the visible body and senses would be insubstantial. Nonetheless, although his conclusion has been rejected, a foolish person considers it a reality. Report. Without the basic principle of the soul, the body cannot be produced. So-called scientists have tried in many ways to produce a living body in their chemical laboratories, but no one has been able to do it, because unless the spirit soul is present, a body cannot be prepared from material elements. Since scientists are now enamored of theories about the chemical composition of the body, we have challenged many scientists to make even a small egg. The chemicals in eggs can be found very easily. There is a white substance and a yellow substance covered by a shell, and modern scientists should very easily be able to duplicate all this. But even if they were to prepare such an egg and put it in an incubator, this man-made chemical egg would not produce a chicken. The soul must be added, because there is no question of a chemical combination for life. Those who think that life can exist without the soul never have been described here as abuddha, foolish persons. Again, there are those who reject the body, regarding it as insubstantial. They are of the same category of fools. One can neither reject the body nor accept it as substantial. The substance is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and both the body and the soul are energies of the Supreme Godhead, as described by the Lord himself in the Gita. Bhumirapo nalo vayu khang mano buddhir evacha ahankara iti yang me bhinna prakriti ashtadha apareyam mitastvam yang prakritin vidhi me param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedang dhayate jagat jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedang. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, altogether these eight comprise Maya, separated material energies. But besides this inferior nature, O mighty Amdarjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, which consists of all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. The body, therefore, has a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as the soul does. Since both of them are energies of the Lord, neither of them is false, because they come from the reality. One who does not know the secret of life is described as abuddha. According to the Vedic injunction, aitadatmyam idam sarvam sarvam ka idam brahma. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is the supreme Brahman. Therefore, both the body and the soul are Brahman, since matter and spirit emanate Brahman. Not knowing the conclusions of the Vedas, some people accept the material nature as substance, and others accept the spirit soul as substance, but actually Brahman is the substance. Brahman is the cause of all causes, the ingredients, and the immediate cause of this manifested material world are Brahman, and we cannot make the ingredients of this world independent of Brahman. Furthermore, since the ingredients and the immediate cause of this material manifestation are Brahman, both of them are truth, satya. There is no validity to the expression Brahma satyam jagam mithya. The world is not false. Jnanis reject this world and foolish persons accept this world as reality, and in this way they are both misguided. Although the body is not as important as the soul, we cannot say that it is false. That the body is temporary, and only foolish materialistic persons who do not have full knowledge of the soul regard the temporary body as reality and engage in decorating this body. Both of these pitfalls, rejection of the body as false and acceptance of the body as all in all, can be avoided when one is fully situated in Krishna consciousness. If we regard this world as false, we fall into the category of asuras who say that this world is unreal with no foundation and no control. Asatyam apratishtam te jagad ahura nishparam. As described in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this is the demon. Om Agyana Timiran Tasya Gyanan Agam Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Nama Shrestham Nanamapisha Sampan Rupam Rupam Tasya Gajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam. Oh, Radha. Rafto Yasya Pratita. Vandeham. Yiguru. Yatav. Arakamalam. Shikurun. Vaishnavansta. Yirupam. Sagatam. Ahagana. Raghuna. Vivam. Advaitam Savadhutam Parijanasa Krishna Amshi Akar Agana Lalita Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Vinayasma Vai Bignabhi Anayashayam Anji Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. A Buddha, Srila Prabhupada has translated this as rasko. It means, if we want to take another translation, what we might say, a more standard translation, it means someone who's not very intelligent or someone who just doesn't know. Srila Prabhupada translates it. Rasko yataha. The word in and of itself doesn't directly indicate anything. Srila Prabhupada has translated it because he is a fool. So these are strong words. There's a video recording of Srila Prabhupada. Just don't exactly remember the words. He's speaking with some professors in Los Angeles. And Prabhupada was saying that using the word fools, and I believe it was that still doctors still send Judah. That, well, maybe could be said in a milder way, stupid or something. Probably said, oh, madness, they're all mad, Prabhupada said. And maybe it could be said that they're a little foolish, and Prabhupada said, madness is the sum total of all foolishness. And then everyone laughed. You know, very strong words. Human life is meant for God realization, which begins with understanding that we are not the body. We are spiritual by nature. It seems to me such an obvious thing to understand. Often in the Western world, when I'm speaking, I tell people, you're not chemicals. You are not chemicals. You're trained to think that your body is chemical, but you are not chemicals. You're not carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen. You're none of these chemicals. You are a spiritual being distinct from all the chemicals. But there are people who insist that the body is the self. That misconception is very much reinforced by the bizarre Christian idea that you are the body, then you die, the body dies, but at the day of judgment, the body will be revived, and then you'll go to heaven if you're a Christian, and if not, you'll go to hell, and the body will burn forever in hell. Ha 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 ha. And there are many very intelligent people, university professors, who are able to speak in a lucid manner, upholding the idea that the body is the self, or nowadays they're more into the brain is the self. The brain is the source of the mind. There's no mind without a brain. And they insist on this, even though there's so much evidence of near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences. It should be such an easy thing to understand that we are not the body. We are a soul different from the body. I was able to accept this very easily. I wasn't brought up understanding this, but somehow in my youth I heard about reincarnation. It just seemed to make a lot of sense. And then also all over the world there are so many ghost stories. What's all that about? What's all that about? Every culture in the world has experience of ghosts, which indicates incorporeal conscious living beings. That means living beings without a body. Incorporeal means without a body. Actually, we understand from the Vedic analysis, they do have a body. They're localized, but it's a subtle body. But they don't exist. Only fools believe. That's the present scientific. If you're scientific, you don't believe in ghosts. And Richard Dawkins, in one of his superb expositions of how there is no God, his most famous book, The God Delusion, you may or may not have heard of Richard, one of the world's most prominent atheists. I read his book because it made a big fuss when it came out. This was what? 10, 12 years ago, approximately. So in the book, he discussed the existence of ghosts. And he recalled as a child, he saw what he thought was a ghost in his bedroom at night. Ah, something was moving and shimmering in the dark. And then he saw there was some reflection from the streetlight, something like that, on the curtains, which were slightly blowing in the wind. And that disproves any existence of ghosts in all cultures throughout the ages. They talk about religious stories. It's just all stories, you see. The Christians believe that Jesus, born from a virgin, it's not possible, it's just a story. And that Jesus died for our sins, and if you believe in him, you go to heaven, if you don't, you go to hell, and there are different religious stories, like believing in Zeus and Apollo, and so many Greek gods, or if you like Rome better, you can have Roman gods, or you can have the Norse gods, or Babylonian gods, or the Carthaginian gods. There are so many different stories about gods. But they have this, the atheists have their stories too. Once upon a time, there was no time. And there was nothing. And then there was an explosion. Don't ask how. But it must have been. And then everything fell into place. And here we all are together today. And why do so many people believe in God? There must be some gene that people have, which is left over from evolution, and therefore people believe in God. They say there's no evidence of God. There's no evidence of any gene that makes you believe in God either, but they talk about it as, you know, there must be a gene because there can't be a God, right? And they say that if just like if you throw some coins on the floor, you might see a pattern in it, like it looks like a face or so, the way they fall. And so the search for meaning, people are, what is the meaning? There's no meaning. It's just like we have the, due to evolution, we have this tendency to see patterns. That's there in the sense, what's it called? That kuna something. Means the termites eat some wood and it falls down on the ground and it makes some pattern. That's the, just can't remember the Sanskrit for it. But it may fall and look like it's formed a letter, but it's just coincidental. So because the brain has the tendency to see patterns where there aren't patterns, just like we have these emojis, right? All of you who waste your time are looking on the internet too much. Does that mean everyone here, including me? You know what an emoji is? It's a little, just like they have this, is this LG company, this screen? Maybe, quite likely. They have a little pattern, which it's LG, and it looks like a face. Something like a face. But it's not a face. And with the little curves and line, short lines, dots and curves, you can make an emoji which looks like someone smiling, or it looks like someone opposite of smiling. What do you call that? Anti-smiling. Grimacing. That's a word. Or you can have someone look like they're laughing, but it's just some image on a screen. And we project some form on that. So in the same way, we search for meaning in life, but there's no meaning in life. That proves it, right? All great personalities throughout the ages have sought for meaning in life, but it's just like seeing a pattern in something which it's not really a pattern. It's just coincidental. Then why are you doing science? Form and pattern is everywhere. Maybe one reason we mistake things where there's no pattern as having pattern, or we ascribe patterns to, or we project patterns, is because we're so used to seeing pattern and form everywhere. That sounds like better logic than saying that because we see some coins falling on the ground and we ascribe some shape to it, that means there's no meaning in life. That's a huge logical leap. Leap of logic, faith, blind faith. Here's a good one. Prabhupada often comes up with big, big discussions, and Prabhupada says, why don't you just make an egg and hatch a chicken from it? Big, big discussions with big, long words. Prabhupada, just mix some chemicals, make an egg, should be able to do it, right? And Hatchett, Hansa Dutta, he did that in Sri Lanka with Dr. Kavur, and Dr. Kavur challenged, "You show me God," and Hansa Dutta challenged him back, "Well, you say life comes from chemicals, so make a chicken, show us. Or if you can't do that, make at least a mosquito, do something like that." And he predicted, in your reply, you'll just put a lot of long words with no meaning, which is exactly what Dr. Kavur did. So they speak so many things, but it's a simple thing. It should be simple to understand that life is different from matter. Prabhupada writes here, "Scientists have tried in many ways to produce a living body in their chemical laboratories." Maybe they did, but I don't think anyone's even trying or even thinking about it. Why don't they stop death? Why is there no death research? They're trying to find out how to stop death. How to make life. There was this phenomenon of test tube babies. That was when, first of all, in the 1970s or something. And it was a big thing. Like, oh, we made babies in the laboratory. You didn't make babies in the laboratory. You took the already impregnated embryo out of the womb and put it in an artificial womb and said, yeah. Scientists are making life. Yeah, it's bogus. So they're rascals. Rascal is a good word. Isn't that a bit extreme? Yeah, it's not exactly the correct word. I mean, you should think of something more extreme. Why? Why do they think like that? Because they want to believe it. It's a belief system. Materialism, philosophical materialism, otherwise called physicalism, means there's nothing more than matter. And whatever we see, it's just all come into being, and it's here, and it's you'll die, and then everything's finished. And why bother? Why bother going to university? Just smoke some dope and have a good time. Why bother? Why bother with that? Why are they so concerned? The future of mankind. So what the future of mankind? So what anything? We're the tiniest blip on a screen, not even that. They have the photos from space of the Earth. It's not just the Earth, but from a long distance, and the Earth just appears like one more faint dot among so many other faint dots. But here you are, you're just alive for a short time, and you're so much concerned about informing everyone that there's no God. Why? Why are you so concerned? Well, what's the point? What's the point of anything? What's the point of living? That, at all, that one French Algerian so-called philosopher, he came up, there's no point in living. So, and then he died when his car went off this Kumur. He died when his car went off the edge of a cliff, and it was thought that, well, maybe he deliberately drove it over the edge of a cliff because that's his philosophy. There's no point in living. Again, to Dawkins' book, what is the purpose of living if you don't believe in God? And he said that, well, just before I wrote this section, I went to the pub and we had a good meal at the pub at midday. And so that's the purpose of it. Eat, sleep, be merry, and enjoy, for tomorrow we shall all be dead, as stated in the Bible. Or the attitude of the rascals. It makes sense? Any protests? You see, I don't have a university degree. I'm not qualified to talk on these things. Unless you have a university degree, you're not qualified to talk about anything. Don't even pretend to have any philosophical pretensions whatsoever. Well, let's take another perspective on that. What is all this education anyway? It's just some brainwashing of people. From the very beginning, they teach you in as many words that you are simply a body which is formed of chemicals. It all came about due to some random interactions way back in time. You've evolved to this state, and that's it. That is it, folks. That's what they want to teach you. They want to force you to learn that. You have to go to school so we can turn out more rascals and demons who believe all this nonsense. And they have so many discussions about big learned people. Is there a God? Isn't there a God? And they think you're not even allowed to talk unless you have a PhD. And is that the way to, if you have a PhD, you can understand God or understand there isn't God? How did anyone ever understand God? Never by, no one by getting a PhD ever became God conscious. If you want to examine people who are experiencing God, you've got to see people who followed the process, which isn't to get a PhD. There's a process to understand. Who are the people who are close to God in history? What they call the mystics. They live unconventional lives, and they follow sadhana. Bhavo jnana tapasa putam bad bhava magataha. They do have knowledge. It's not simply some mystic mumbo jumbo, but tapasa. There's denial of the sensual indulgence. That's another thing which has been edited out of religion in the present age to a large extent. The idea that you can be religious, but you don't have to follow anything. You can be spiritual and not follow anything. And people like religions in which there are no rules. And you may think, well, why is Christianity catching on so much in India? One reason is there's no even any trace of rules. Myself, being raised as Roman Catholic and in a time of Roman Catholic decline, which means after Vatican II, I didn't know about it at the time, but you're supposed to fast during Lent for 40 days, the 40 days before Jesus was crucified. You're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays. So what do? You eat fish. That's the alternative. A lot of fish is eaten. And then what else don't you do? Drinking is okay. Smoking is okay. Fornication wasn't okay. Divorce wasn't okay. But now it's kind of allowed. Catholic Church still prescribes it, but most Catholics do it anyway. As I saw in Croatia a few years ago, when the local parish priest came to visit our festival with his girlfriend. Even Anglican and Orthodox priests aren't supposed to have girlfriends. They're allowed to have wives, they don't have a girlfriend. So nothing to follow, and you just feel spiritual. It's not going to work. In Hinduism also, it's like that, isn't it? All the big popular gurus, they don't tell you what to do. They don't tell you have to give up illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, intoxication. You have to apply yourself seriously to sadhana. They're just cheating people. What do they say? Nothing. They may pull something out of Shastra. They may have picked up something from Shastra here and there and say it to make them sound as if they're learned. But What kind of guru just teaches you that you just go on with life and then do whatever seems right to you? And then what's the meaning of having a guru? And what? Neither the goal of life, nor the means to attain it, nor that everything we do has to be based on Shastra. None of these modern so-called gurus teach any such thing. They're just cheating people. Just simply cheating. If we say this, people won't like it. So what should we do? We shouldn't say it. And if we don't say it, then who will know? You can distribute the books. That's a more peaceful way, you could say, of preaching. Even Srila Prabhupada himself said that. I believe that was in 1977. In Bombay, Srila Prabhupada was giving a series of Handal talks. He was very, 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 very strong. And he saw some people were leaving, and the next morning he said, better distribute books, people don't get so upset. But they do also. People do get upset by these books. What to do? What to do? Someone's driving their car so fast, and we tell them, slow down, it's dangerous. Hey, shut up, don't tell me what to do. Oh, okay, I don't want to upset you. And then you crash. You're in danger. Serious danger. Driving fast means you're in danger. Increasing the danger. Driving at all. Anyway, just being anywhere, anytime in this world, there's always danger. But if you go in a motor vehicle, it's dangerous. You're moving quite fast. And if you go very fast, it's more dangerous. Tell someone they may not like to hear. So you may think, all right, I won't upset him. In the meantime, he dies, you die, and everyone else in the car dies. They say, no, I drove so fast so many times. I didn't have an accident. Still, it's more likely to have an accident. Many of the accidents occur due to people not following the basic rules of safety. You may not want to upset someone, but sometimes you have to do it for the benefit of that person and for others also. If so many people are driving in the car and the driver's going fast, driving recklessly, then we have to think, not only the driver, he's such an idiot, he's taking such a risk. Then he wants to do it himself. I'm in the car too. Others in their car also. You have to think of them also. This came to my mind after 50 plus years. One of my sister's boyfriends, he had many boyfriends. She had many boyfriends. But one she stuck with for quite some time, usual. She told me it was someone, he died in a car crash. Unsurprising. Because he always used to drive very fast. And he liked to take the risk of overtaking with very little, with a car coming the other way and very little time to sneak ahead. It wasn't surprising. He died in a car crash. He had the enjoyment of putting himself into danger, and eventually he died. It was predictable. Should we tell him not to drive fast? Well, it's too late now. And still people go on driving fast. They don't take warnings. You may think, who drove me yesterday from to Salem? Is he driving too fast? No, no. Tosha. No, he drives very well, very carefully. So don't take it that. It's amazing how suddenly you say something and people take it, oh, you see, must be because Toshan was driving too fast. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Don't chastise him now. It's so easy to misunderstand. So many misunderstandings in so many ways. Anyway, then people get all upset. They have to spend hours telling them, oh, you just leave it, and then they go around spreading it to everyone else. La, 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 la. And everyone else says, la, 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 la. And he goes on and on and on like that. Well, at least we should all agree that what we have here in Srila Prabhupada's books is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Right? But it takes a little, it takes faith and submissiveness to accept it. Also. Just like here, Srila Prabhupada says, chemicals in eggs can be found very easily. There is a white substance and a yellow substance covered by a shell. You may say, well, that's not true in ants' eggs. How about that? And it's not white unless you fry it, the white part. It's clear. So you see, it's wrong. But we have to understand with a little, what should you say, without trying to dissect everything and disprove it. Generally, when we say eggs, just like in Britain, a popular, typical British breakfast is eggs and bacon. Probably you don't know what bacon is. Good for you. One kind of pig's meat. So eggs. So when you say eggs and bacon, it means chicken's egg. Right? When they recommend, like in the schools in Tamil Nadu, very good program so the children don't get malnourished. Every day they give, in the government schools, how many? 2 eggs a day, is it? Nailalita said she was going to use one and she was going to increase it to 2. Anyway, it's at least 1 egg a day. So when it said egg, it's understood it's not ants' eggs or fish eggs or snakes' eggs or dinosaurs' eggs or rabbits' eggs. It's chicken's eggs. It's understood. So it needs a little submissiveness and faithfulness, and sometimes things have to be explained also. Otherwise, it's very difficult to understand. It's not very difficult to understand. We're not the body, but it's difficult to understand because we're attached to enjoying this body. Therefore, we're rascals if we don't accept these basic points that we are not the body. And the whole of spiritual culture begins with that point. Here we have it in the 10th canto, pastimes of Krishna. And still these things are being discussed. Without which we cannot understand pastimes of Krishna. Very elevated. Very elevated to discuss the pastimes of Krishna. But it's good also, even when discussing, to bring to mind these basic points. Otherwise, there can be a tendency to get carried away by mistaken idea that we're already there. We're already very advanced and we can appreciate all these things. I've seen even within our movement, the Siskon movement, there some devotees have reached on a very high level, very high things, and attract many people, and very high level, and they may be on a very high level, but I don't see that their followers come to a very high level just by hearing that. We only want to hear about these very high things, but then I don't see that they actually make progress. They can talk about gopis and so many things. But in their practical life, you see they're still attached to basic sense gratification. That's called sahajya. They're taking it very easily. Now, it's not that we shouldn't discuss the pastimes of Krishna. Definitely, we should discuss the pastimes of Krishna. But we see here, Vyasadeva, right here in the Bhagavatam, In this, having been through the whole Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavatam, 9 cantos, now in the 10th canto, it's discussion of Krishna's pastimes, and again, the same point. And we'll have it again in the 10th canto. Yatirtha buddhi salalena karhichit janeshva. Ah, what is that verse? How does that begin? Yasyatma buddhi kunape dritatuke swatikala tradeshu homa idjadihi. Ah, yasyatma buddhi kunape. Nakarhijit janeshva bhagyeshu sa eva gokara. I came across this Bhoma Ijadhi. I came across a possible. This connects with thinking that the land, I think the body is me, and I think that the land of my birth is worshipable. But another understanding of this is to think that the earthen idols are worshipable. Another understanding. You just take that, it's some earth and we worship it. That's another way to say it. And anyway, that point is there again. One who thinks that the body is the self, and from that misunderstanding comes identification with the body, yathogriha kshetra sutapya vipaya, identification with and attachment to home, wife, children, country, friends, relatives, children, money. It's the antithesis of proper understanding. It's what keeps us in material existence. So we have to discuss this widely. We have to discuss these things among ourselves and among the public also. We may take it for granted here in India. Well, everyone knows there's reincarnation and not the body. They don't know. Even if they vaguely accept reincarnation, then who's thinking about the consequences? Who's thinking that, well, if you get body after body, I have to suffer again and again? They don't think like that. So we have to make the abuddha, prabuddha. Abuddha means no proper understanding or intelligence. Rascal, Prabhupada translates. Prabuddha means awakened intelligence. Not easy. No doubt it's not easy, but we have to try. We have to go on distributing these books, speaking this message, praying to Srila Prabhupada and Vyasadeva and all the acharyas and Sri Krishna for the intelligence to say what is required so people can accept this and understand this. And again, we should understand it's not that by my talking I'm going to change. Ultimately it's Krishna's mercy. If someone gets Krishna's mercy, they can start to understand it. Krishna's mercy comes in the form of the devotee. But we shouldn't think I am the personified mercy of Krishna. We should think I am trying to carry this message of my Guru. Hare Krishna. Any questions, please? Comment? Any rascal protest?
Mancha kalpa taru bhyascha kipasandhu bhyavacha pasita nam pasane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha. Dante Nitaya Chanakam, Pariyani Dante Krishna Chaka Kushare, Eta Mahumadi, Hey, Sadhava Sakra Eva Vyaya Durad, Goranga Chandra Chane Kuta. Parivana Tuja No Yata, Tata, Vata, Vakura, Vayam, Vicharya, Hariyasama De Rama Dauti, Tahu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go Hare Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.